Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is an interesting post from Woj here, Kevin. Memphis and Miami are focusing on a two-team deal on Andre Iguodala, with Miami and Oklahoma City still unable to reach an agreement on three-team trade that would land Danilo Gallinari with the Heat.
Oh, so we're backtracking here.
Talks are fluid until 3 p.m. So I guess they couldn't get that deal done with Gallinari, and so that's why they've just totally turned their attention. But our friend Shams Charania tells us that that Miami has traded Deion Waiters to Memphis.
Okay.
And Solomon Hill and Jay Crowder now land in Miami. So maybe that was just kind of an update on the idea of what the Gallinari deal was. They've moved on from any idea that Gallinari could be in it, but maybe they'll keep things kind of in the flow of things. All right. Well, again, our goal, Kevin, here as the KNC masterpiece is to ensure that we employ every resource we have to making sure you know exactly what happens in the NBA trade deadline today, as that's going to be shutting down at 2 p.m.
Central.
So that right as our show closes down, because we're leading up to the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag will have all the analysis on what happens afterwards. Now, Sean Lee, Kevin, to me, is a point of conversation.
Okay.
And I say this because Sean Lee, to me, is still a viable option for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, sure.
Michael Gelkin over at the Morning News has him as one of the unrestricted free agents likely to return to the Cowboys this year. And I think at the moment he has Hyder, Randall Cobb, and Sean Lee as the top three of five. He's still got two more he's going to announce this week too. Here's a little bit about Sean Lee that I think that is very important. The Cowboys this year said, all right, you're going to miss Friday practices. You're going to miss most of camp. And you're a 10th-year guy. However, this is the first time, Kevin, that Sean Lee's ever played 16 games in his career.
I hate that statistic because there was another year he totally would have played 16 games, but they benched him in the last one so he wouldn't get hurt. But
right.
I understand your point nonetheless.
Because what typically happens to Sean Lee, Kevin?
Because he typically gets hurt.
So
but
there
that,
you go.
But that year they took it away from him. It felt so unfair.
All right, okay.
Because I was like, man, everyone says he's hurt. Now he got a chance to play 16. They're like, we're going to save you for the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I understand your point nonetheless. So at best, two times.
Yep.
Wasn't he part of that decision making though? Didn't he say that he wanted to sit or he didn't feel right taking
that's
the
what
extra?
That's what he told you.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, don't you think it hurt his feelings?
Sean Lee's a straight shooter.
Okay, that's probably true.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to lie. In week 15, what he did this year because of what happened to Van Der Esch, he provided that guy that was not a backup that you thought weighed your team down.
Okay.
Even though the play was different at the linebacker position all year, and I blame a lot of that on Jalen Smith, even Van Der Esch wasn't playing well early. But in week 15, the Cowboys said Sean Lee is the game's MVP for recording a sack and an interception in their win over the Rams, right?
Yep.
He also had 84 snaps on special teams. Don't let that become a problem to you, all right? He was a special teams contributor, Kevin.
Wow.
But he didn't really do much. It was kind of a non-factor.
Well, you just said he was a contributor.
It's cool that he was playing special teams as a 10-year vet, Kevin.
Okay. Hey, he just wants to help the team.
He turns 34 in July.
Oh.
In the next 5 weeks, he's kind of like interested in figuring out what he's going to do over the next 5 weeks. If he's going to retire, if he's going to play somewhere else, or if he can play with the Cowboys. I guess at the end of the season, didn't we hear that he was kind of like, hey, I kind of want to come back. because he started hinting at how he wanted to be back.
And toward the end of the season, the Cowboys probably looked at him like, dude, you need to come back.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, you are our most consistent linebacker. Yeah.
Jerry Jones.
And he saved them from that Leighton Vander Esch injury and then Jalen Smith not living up to, you know, not growing on his season last season.
Jerry Jones on our show, Kevin, and Stephen Jones talked about it too. Jerry Jones said he was a core player. And he said Dak and Amari and Sean Lee were the three guys that were core players. Now, Sean Lee took the pay cut, right? He took a pay cut last year, and he only made, I think it was like $3.5 million. So to have a backup linebacker at $3.5 million is great, right? Like that, nobody would be upset if the Cowboys were able to continue playing linebacker for $3.5 million there. But one of the things that you've seen recently is that Mike Nolan wants to employ a variety of defense. Okay, he wants to be very multiple in what he does. He wants to swarm. He doesn't want his secondary to get torched. He wants to have a defense that he even said in a quote with the NFL.com, if you give yourself too much of doing one thing, that's easy for the best quarterbacks to dissect and take advantage of. You have to have a good mix between man and zone. You don't want to create so much volume that you really don't have an identity, but you have to have some kind of variety and order to be successful.
Okay.
And so I think that the idea of just bringing back all the guys and then saying, all right, you're all going to play all these different things is impossible. However, I do think that there's a possibility that they bring in some people that know how to play different styles of game rather than what Marinelli and Chris Richard have been teaching for the last few years, okay? I got a couple names if you don't want to bring Sean Lee back, but I think Sean Lee can be a very valuable asset to this team. But I did look up a couple of guys that I thought could be very interesting and convincing options to be starters.
Okay.
If you have, because I think that the linebacker is going to be such an important position, and I don't know the status of Leighton Vander Esch. I know they told us
because they said the thing that alarmed me about that is not that they were like, oh yeah, he's going to come back. Is that they said, oh, we don't think it's career threatening.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you don't, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was a thing where I thought he went from like, he's hurt to, oh no, we think he'll probably play football again someday. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's like, hey, his career's not over. And we're sitting here going, wait,
was that an option?
We were talking about his season.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to be back for week 16 against the Eagles. And you're like, yeah, he'll probably be back next year.
Yeah, he'll totally play again, you know, before his career's over.
So there are some names out there at inside and outside linebacker that I think are some potential options. Okay, inside linebacker, do you like Danny Trevathan?
Oh, he had the pick against Romo in that big game. Just ice it.
So
in the big game?
Romo
never made it to the big game.
Not that big game.
The only big game the Cowboys have seen in 20 years.
$7 million is what he made last year.
$7 million?
$7 million.
Big game.
I'll consider that.
And these are unrestricted free agents,
all right, I'll consider it.
By the way, Dante Fowler is an outside linebacker, 26 years old, 12 sacks, 16 quarterback hits and 2 forced fumbles for $12 million last year.
His name.
Done. Is it because of the junior?
I don't know. I think Dante Fowler is a cool name.
I know. I would definitely be intrigued by
that. Would you rather have Fowler or Quinn?
Quinn.
Yeah, I think Quinn, too, just because I saw specifically what he did in this system.
Yeah, I saw it work here.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand from a age perspective, people go Fowler. But yeah, no, I think I'm going to go Quinn.
Mario Addison, Kevin, is an outside linebacker. Right. 10 sacks, 16 quarterback hits, and 2 forced fumbles.
He had 10 sacks?
$7.5 million, 32 years old.
But you have to think he's in a situation for the same as Quinn when they're like, all right, so I didn't take all of the money, and I'm older, but I was really productive, so now I want at least some of the money
right?
Because this might be my last shot.
Right. I don't think he's an option.
Okay.
I just don't. Kyle Van Noy.
Yes, and I've heard Kyle
linebacker.
I've heard Kyle Van Noy's name thrown out a couple of times in the past.
7 sacks, 15 quarterback hits, 3 forced fumbles. at $5.87 million.
How old is he?
He is 29.
Huh. Okay. I consider
and
that.
And he plays inside linebacker. Now, if you're looking at it and you're saying, but I have Van Der Esch.
I'm going to cut you off right there. I do not look at my linebacking core and go, no, yeah, we're fine. Especially if the person that you bring up is LVE, who he's definitely, probably, for sure, possibly going to play football again. So, yes, I'm open to that.
I think Trevathan suspended at least 4 games for a dirty hit.
Yeah,
Well, let's face it. I assume if you're with the Cowboys, there's a good chance you're going to get suspended.
All right. 27 years old.
At least let it be on the field suspensions.
Okay.
Made $4 million last year. Oh. Kevin, 20 sacks, 37 quarterback hits, 6 forced fumbles, and an interception.
You can't afford him.
Can't afford Shaq Barrett?
Nope. Because
he's an outside linebacker, too.
Look, that's great. Do I want the guy that led the league in sacks? Yes, I do. But we already talked about all our budgetary constraints and everything like that. We can't afford it. We just can't.
Bud Dupree had 12 sacks last year, 16 quarterback hits, and 4 forced fumbles. He made $2 million last year.
Do you have any idea what he did before that? Because I feel like I've been waiting for just a second.
Yeah, Bud Dupree was underweight. He's still young. Okay. He was one of those quick guys on the edge.
I just felt like I've been waiting for him to break out, and so, okay.
All right, Kevin, I'm gonna here we go.
I mean, sure.
Sean Lee. One sack. 1 quarterback hit, 1 interception.
Okay, that is not
$3.5 million.
That is not the metric by which we judge Sean Lee, though, right? It's he's a tackling machine.
Yeah, and he puts water or coffee in his water.
Yeah, that is weird.
That is weird.
Corey Littleton was the Rams linebacker last year. 134 tackles, 4 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 picks.
Wow.
That's that for $3 million last year, and he's 26 years old.
So the thought would be then you're looking at a sizable pay bump, but also somebody who maybe you view as like a building piece?
He might be a $7 million linebacker.
Oh, my God. If he only wanted $7 million. I was going to say, if he only wants $7 million.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
But that's the thing. All the free agents, Kevin, nope. There were only 2 that were making more than $10 million last year. You know, like most of these guys that are on the free agent market this year are making just $8 million or less. There weren't even that many $8 million linebackers in the free agent market from this year. All right, so that's kind of where I draw the line right there, Kevin, on some of these guys. There are a bunch of other names, like Reggie Ragland's in the mix. He's like 1-4.
Yeah.
You know, there are a bunch of other names that are kind of
thrown in
there.
I shouted out for Ragland back at the draft, and he's been...
Joe Thomas, you know, you could bring him back. I'd be fine bringing him back. He only cost you less than $2 million last year. All right, but here's a guy that I want everybody to keep an ear out on. And this is a guy that I think makes some sense, but I don't know exactly how they can figure this out. Because I think the original deal with the New Orleans Saints was three years for $15 million with an immediate opt-out of 4, the fourth year. He doesn't, and I think it's a team, or both. But he said, I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up next year. He's 29 years old, all right? Or he's going to be 29 years old this summer. 69 tackles, 3 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, a pick, and a forced fumble.
Okay.
A.J. Klein from New Orleans.
Here's my
connection. This year, the guy that you have as your new defensive coordinator that had maybe one of the best linebacking units, because if you watch that playoff game against Dalvin Cook, those linebackers were phenomenal, right? Like,
yes.
They were fantastic. And that was probably the most well-coached linebacking unit I saw all season. And Mike Nolan was right at the helm of this thing. A.J. Klein, having played for Mike Nolan, I think might have a very big interest in coming over here and having a role on this team, understanding that he has an opportunity to win a job. I don't, this is his opportunity to make that last contract. Just like we were talking about, his last contract, this might be it because he's a 7-year veteran. But this is the perfect type of player, I think, for the Cowboys. But is if it costs you $7 million a year, is that going to be something the Cowboys can afford?
I know it is. It is something they can afford.
Especially if they move on from Sean Lee.
See, I don't think.
Or would you rather have Sean Lee back for $3 million?
And I was going to say you could probably combo up with both of them. You just have to make some decisions elsewhere. That those decisions might have already been made. Like you heard the discussion they had about Byron Jones, but they're like, yeah, no, he could probably be on an NFL team. So that like makes you wonder how in are they on that? Well, if you get off of that, then you're perfectly capable of doing Sean Lee and going after him.
Okay. Well, there it is. That's my target right there is AJ Klein and Kyle Van Noy. I think that he's going to stick around New England because I think he likes the opportunity to win up there. But Van Noy is a very interesting name. It's going to be AJ Klein, Van Noy, Littleton, and if you're really willing to spend big, Dante Fowler Jr. to add to this team.
So the NBA finally figured it out again, and they decided to go back to what they had pretty much worked out before. Miami is trading Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson to Memphis for Iggy, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder. No picks in this deal. So remember, there had been a little bit of backtracking here, and now it looks like they're like, yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
Who do you like to follow more, Kevin? The Woj bombs or the Shams Wows? Shams Wows.
I like the Woj bombs, and although Frank Isola is continually saying that the Knicks are making a run at Kyle Kuzma.
Interesting.
And so the Lakers would now want Marcus Morris, and so it looks like there's still some absolute potential for some moving and a shaking before we get to 2 o'clock. And don't rule out, you don't have to like it or not, the words going around there that maybe the Mavs would be involved in an Andrew Wiggins deal.
No!
All right. I said you don't
have
to like it.
Why are you spreading this, Kevin?
Because it's out there in the world.
Hey, one quick update on that Woj bomb. He says now if Miami and Oklahoma City could reach a deal on Gallinari, there's still time to make this a three-team trade. But those talks are fully stalled, according to his league sources that are talking to ESPN.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.